Hey, welcome again. This is Cody. And I definitely want to make something clear. I am a Christian man, and I want to say something that's been really put on my heart lately. And that is, in the circles I run, and this is a very common statement, only the things you do for Christ shall last. And that is so true. And I'm going to expound upon that and make that more true in the business sense. So keep listening, and we're going to get started, and we're going to have a good one today. So this is what really prompted this. So many times during the day, and at night especially, I find myself working and working and working, and I'm doing stuff, and it's lifting the boat. You could say the rising tide is lifting the boat. It's stuff that probably needs to be done, but it's real busy work. And if you look back and you say, look, I work 16 hours today. Because that happens, that's happened in the past. I work 16 hours straight. And I look back and I think, oh my gosh, what did I actually accomplish? What have I really done? And that's why it's so important to hear this again. Only the things that you do for Christ shall last. And I've heard that and I've known that. And in the business sense, that's so true still. But here's the spin I want to put on it. Only the things you do that leave a path shall last. Jesus left an excellent legacy, and it's still creating that legacy. And that's why I feel so important and positive in saying that in business, only the things that you do that leave a legacy will last. Now, whether you're continuing the legacy of Christ or you're continuing the legacy of your name. My name's Cody Tucker. If I'm continuing the legacy, if I'm leaving a path, if people could look back and say, this is what Cody did today, isn't that amazing? And that's how I want to encourage my friends and listeners to do, is do things that will create a legacy. And what I mean by that, the important What I feel in my heart right now is that I want to do things that will leave a path. I've said that. And what really hits me is, what if I'm 50 years old? What if we're 50, 60, 70 years old, and we look back and we say, yeah, we spent 16 hours a day. I implemented a chat bot. I made this overlay that will pop up and it's getting 19% conversion or something I'm proud of today. But what I want to be proud of is the fact that we've all built businesses. We've all encouraged people. We've all been a part of our community and done some great things. So, and in my generation, the younger people, it's kind of a blurred line that they don't want to cross, is where is it okay to have religion in the workplace and all kind of stuff like that. But I'm just saying that I'm taking a stand, and when I see that I'm working and not leaving and not adding to my legacy, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to stop, I'm going to refocus, and I'm just going to ask God, what do you want me to work on? Because in Colossians it says, do everything like you're not working for human masters, but for the Lord Jesus, the Lord our God. He's our boss. And so I want to stop sometimes and just say, God, what do you want me to do? And I'm going to tell you, I bet he's not going to say, you need to work on that chat bot tonight at 11:57 p.m. He's going to say, go to sleep, my son. You've done good today. Now go get some sleep, and let's hit it again tomorrow. And I really appreciate that. I love the Lord, and I'm encouraged by that. So I know not all my listeners will be Christians, and I know also it may be a difficult concept to work for a divine creator. But I think I think some will. I think some will see what's going on here and be encouraged by that. So I appreciate you listening, and we'll look for you in the next segment right after this. So I've had a little time to think about this, and that's why I really like splitting up the segments. So first you have the welcome, then the main body of the podcast, and then the follow-up. And that's how I plan on doing that. So the subject we're talking about is only the things you do for Christ shall last. And my thoughts on that now is I've seen people that have had 10 times the experience of a budding entrepreneur, somebody that's really excelled in business and has no trouble with sales. They have no trouble with marketing or the IT or just a plethora of great skills and experiences they've had in their career. But what they really struggle with is finding good help for things. And what I have been really taught and I've seen is that it's not the owner that grows the business. It's not marketing techniques. It's not influential people that you happen to meet that just give you all this business. It's people that broaden your atmosphere, that you bring in, and it's employees, it's your team. It's your lifeblood. And I've been to conferences, and especially one lady that really impressed me, the CEO and founder of Auntie Anne's Pretzels. And such an incredible story. And basically had a tough batch in marriage. A personal problem made her start making pretzels. Her husband and she went through counseling, and her husband found out how much he really enjoyed counseling and equipping counselors to continue this good work. And so the CEO, the at that time, they lived in a trailer park, and all they did was work an 8 to 5 or whatever. But she took out and she started making pretzels at the fair, and then just a business exploded and franchised internationally in Baccarat, India. I hope I said that right. Please correct me if I didn't. And out of and she her main point, she said, "I did not know anything about business. I had no idea, but I knew that if I had the right people and if I poured the right encouragement and the right, everything, if I empowered our employees, they would grow the company." And they did. They exploded it. And she will tell you that people are what build a business. And that's the legacy I think God and Jesus want Christian business people to leave. Is that we take care of our people, we encourage them, we empower them, and we put them on the road to success. And they enjoy life because of us. They get through tough times because of us. And so that's my thought for legacy. And it does bring an important point that right now I work from a home office, and it's hard to pay hundreds and hundreds of employees. But I'm marking this down on the calendar. Today is March 23rd, 2018. And I had this discussion with myself. I talked to myself the other day, and I said, I think I would be okay with just being an average business owner because I could pay the bills, I would be comfortable. And then I realized I'm not built for that. I would get bored of it. And so I said, well, I just must have to go out and really try something. I must really have to lay the cards down and see how they fall. So I'm putting the mark down on time right now. It's 11:15 a.m., March 23rd, 2018. And I'm saying it out loud that I'm going to lead a life based on Christ and will touch many people in business. And now you heard it. Now you know it. So I encourage you to do the same. Make a stand and stick with it. And that's our time today. So anyway, God bless, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.